Hillary Clinton, I just happened to be on Ellen's show the same day of impeachment vote. By Aaron Klein on February 8, 2020. Hillary Clinton says she just happened to be booked on the Ellen DeGeneres show the same day of Donald Trump's pre-planned impeachment vote. She proceeded to use the show to get out talking points on Trump's acquittal, redouble her criticism of Bernie Sanders, and even refused to rule out becoming vice president if the Democrats win the 2020 election. It may be instructive to recall that, as Breitbart News first reported, a 2009 draft State Department memo from Clinton's time as Secretary of State listed DeGeneres as a big supporter of Hillary Clinton and is willing to use her platform to help promote the agenda of the new Secretary of State. The memo did not explain how it obtained the purported information about DeGeneres' alleged willingness to use her show to promote Clinton's agenda. The policy memo requested by Clinton recommended that the State Department utilize specialty media to get its foreign policy message across. The memo urged Clinton to use her star power and singled out shows including Oprah, Ellen, The View, and others to be used to amplify and deliver messages that advance policymaking. The line between daytime talk shows and hard news becomes more and more blurred as headlines in one realm make headlines in the other, wrote Jin Chan, in a three-page memo dated January 18, 2009. Chan served as spokesman for specialty media for Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign. The memo, marked as a draft, was addressed to Secretary of State designate Hillary Clinton transition team and was titled Draft Memo, Specialty Media in the Age of Secretary Clinton. It was contained in a February 5, 2009 email Chan sent to top Clinton aide Huma Abedin. The email was part of a batch of state emails released late 2016 in response to a Judicial Watch lawsuit. Fast forward to last Thursday, when Clinton says she just happened to appear on the Ellen DeGeneres show the same day of the impeachment vote in the Senate. Clinton used the show to sound off on the impeachment verdict, saying she was disappointed that Trump was acquitted. The evidence was really clear, Clinton claimed. There was no doubt by the time it was all presented that actually the president had done what he was accused of. In fact, he admitted that he'd done what he was accused of. He just didn't think anybody would hold him accountable. Clinton refused to rule out the vice president job if Democrats win in November. She maintained that she probably won't be asked, but one should never say never. Clinton was also asked about criticism of Sanders that she offered in the upcoming Hulu documentary about her. Nobody likes him, Clinton is quoted as saying in the film. Nobody wants to work with him, he got nothing done. He was a career politician. Well, it's from the film, which was probably filmed about a year and a half ago or so, Clinton explained to DeGeneres. So it wasn't in the midst of the election. Still, the two-time failed presidential candidate took sharp aim at Sanders, saying that she has a clear perspective about what it's going to take to win. You've got to be responsible for what you say and what you say you're going to do, she said. And if you promise the moon and you can't deliver the moon, then that's going to be one more indicator of how we just can't trust each other. I just want everybody to understand how high the stakes are and to hold every candidate and every public office holder accountable for what they do or don't do, Clinton stated. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.